Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? Sure, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. I love that exchange between Charlie Brown and his best friend Linus. In the throes of the season, Charlie Brown is struggling with what Christmas has become. Maybe you are as well, with the countdown to Christmas beginning. Linus reminds us what it's all about. Luke 2:8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about. Emmanuel, God with us. His promise fulfilled to restore a broken humanity to himself through his son, Jesus. Maybe you needed to be reminded of that today. God loves you so much, he gave his son to pay the price for your sins. Christ, the Messiah, born to die for you and me, the greatest gift of all. Remembering that gift and celebrating the joy of Jesus' birth is the reason for the season. Sadly, the true meaning of what happened over 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem can quickly fade with the bright lights that wrap around our tree and line our homes. I want to stop and remember the greater story of it all. Where did it all begin? You might be surprised to find out the Christmas story began long before Jesus' birth. What do you really know about Jesus? You may have a light-up nativity in your yard and not even realize the story began long before the angel Gabriel delivered the baby announcement to Mary and before he spoke to Joseph in a dream. Before the decree issued by Caesar Augustus, before the donkey ride to Bethlehem, before the wise men and shepherds, and before the innkeeper who offered them a stable, the story actually begins in the beginning. To get there, we need to look at Jesus' family tree. There are two accounts of the genealogy of Jesus given in the Bible, one in Matthew chapter 1, and then the other in Luke chapter 3. Matthew's is seen as highlighting the royal ancestry of Jesus through the line of David, revealing Jesus was in fact a king of the Jews. It's full of the very real and broken men and women that make up the lineage of Christ. Luke's account walks it all the way back to the garden where it began with Adam. Both are important, putting on full display the descent of Jesus as the son of David and the son of God. Jesus is Messiah who was and is to come. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Jesus was very present in Genesis at creation. Jesus is God wrapped in human flesh, sent to earth as a baby. He was born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid in a manger. In Revelation 13:8, Jesus is the Lamb who was slain before the foundations of the earth. So you see, if your only knowledge of Jesus is the Christmas story about his birth in Bethlehem, I hope you see that actually the Christmas story, which is the story of God making a way for you through Jesus, has been written since before time even began. That's the truth. God's love for you is what Christmas is all about. I'm going to keep looking deeper into the Christmas story all month long. Join me at lifeword.org. There is so much more to discover beyond the manger. I'm Lori Klein.